Hello,
Hello,
well,
Axel.
hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love.
And this is Lana Love. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to the show. Today we're supposed to have Patricia Hamilton with the Conscious Living Expo on. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to reach her, so we actually don't have a show at the moment or an agenda. But
we're going to talk about conscious living anyway, and at least talk a little bit about the expo and the whole theme of conscious living.
Right. I mean, conscious living, I guess, is all about living with
consciousness.
Well, living with being consciously aware, being sort of living with intention is what I like to think of it.
As opposed to living unconsciously.
Like I like to say, living as a reality artist and creating the masterpiece of your life or making a masterpiece out of your life rather than living as a casual creator, which means you sort of create your life and your reality by default.
It means being awake, not asleep.
Right, an awakened being.
Yeah, it's much better to be awake than asleep, I think.
Oh, we think anyhow. Sometimes I wonder.
Because you can direct what you want. You can be an architect of your own life, hopefully. Rather than things happening to you, you can direct things to a certain extent.
Right, and I think Lana and I, we often talk about that. We often talk about how many of us, we sort of take on the victim role, the victim mentality, and we tend to blame everyone else.
Or we react to circumstances. And what we don't realize is that we don't have to react to circumstances. We can smoothly go around circumstances and change and things to our agenda.
Right. I mean, it's about taking responsibility. Of course, we often, Lana and I, even last night, we were talking about the difference between, we have a lot of people, a lot of light workers and other people who talk about total responsibility and how everything in your life is about self-control and it's about you and what you're attracting into your life and what you control. And for me, it's a more balanced approach, and it's more about sort of as within, so without, because I believe that while we can control our minds and our thoughts and feelings and everything that's happening within us and the way we affect our outside circumstances, there are...
It's Patricia.
Oh, good. And Patricia just called in.
She's called us on so she actually needs to call America, doesn't she? She needs to call the show.
Okay, we'll have her send me a Skype request, and then we'll bring her in. As I said, this is one of those situations where outside circumstances often affect us. And so you have to sort of negotiate between the two. Matter of fact, I was up all night long till 6 in the morning, both of us, doing all kinds of paperwork and putting this show together, and got about a few hours of sleep and woke up about a half an hour ago, and Lana woke up about 10 minutes ago. But that's life. And then, so this is how we deal with things. Again, once again, the tests and challenges of life. You know, we enjoy this. We're always ready to go, stand on your feet and get ready to deal with whatever life throws at you. So, we're just going to take a short break while we bring our guest in, Patricia Hamilton, with the Conscious Living Expo. So maybe...
a bit of music, please.
Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love.
This is Lana Love.
We were trying to bring in Patricia Hamilton with the Conscious Living Expo, but we're having some technical difficulties as we do.
She's trying to Skype us from Oz.
I guess we could tell you a little bit about the Conscious Living Expo anyhow, just to...
Absolutely, that's a great idea. It's all happening in Sydney, Australia. So any of our international listeners are quite welcome to come down under. It's happening August... Friday, August 21st to Sunday, August 23rd in Parramatta, and it's going to be a festival, a New Earth Festival, Conscious Living Expo, showcasing healthy, sustainable, spiritual lifestyles. It'll feature guest speakers and authors, healthy products, nature therapies, organic nutrition, psychic mediums, and live entertainment.
Right. Now, this took place in Melbourne not too long ago. We found out about it through one of our favorite guests, Patrick McCormick, who channels an intergalactic being named Cartron. We were invited to be at the Sydney Conscious Living Expo, I think on Friday. We're going to be doing some speaking in a workshop, talking about the New Earth movement and perhaps our super consciousness project.
That's
something
right.
New that Lana and I are working on with a number of spiritual leaders. So we're really excited about this. And also we may be bringing in Alexandra Metis of the Galactic Connection to join us here. I'm not sure about that yet, but this was all sort of last minute planning. We're just sort of flying by the seat of our pants with this, but we're really excited about it.
Just to tell you a little bit about the other speakers, are talking about how to live consciously with your business, how to make your business something that is has spiritual purpose as well, how to do this in relationships, how to use diet and nutrition for success, and women's health, of course, and lots and lots of other really exciting keynote speakers. So if you can come down to Oz, do it now.
Yeah, I know. I realize we're in Australia, and that's going to be difficult for most people, for a lot of people listening to our show, because we do have a large listener base in Australia.
It's a great place.
But hey, this is a wonderful place.
It's such a great place. And there'll be music as well, and dancing and food. So as we wait for Patricia to materialize, what we might start talking about is a little bit more about our take on conscious living, and perhaps also start talking about our super consciousness project. What do you think?
Yeah, this is something we've been working on for quite a while. I think it's a great idea. Why not? What would we say about that? Would we start talking about catalyst groups, or would we talk about how this idea came up? Or
Okay, I think a good place to start would be to look at where we want to go with ourselves and with humanity. Everyone wants to evolve. The question is, do we evolve individually or together as a group?
Well, we will anyhow, I think. I know we have our personal growth, but we also have the in our spiritual evolution, but we also have the collective consciousness. And since we're all one and this is the law of one, we are the everything. I think I like to think of it as the law of expanding consciousness. All things expand. Even the universe expands, the creator expands, and my way of thinking and my philosophy of life. So that's sort of, you know, consciousness is about growth, really, and it's about
and
our
it's
experiences.
It's also about connectedness.
Yes.
And I guess that's something that we've been realizing more and more, that it's important not just to look within, but also to look without, to look at the connection and to lose your sense of unique individuality, so that you can become part of a huge whole. And I think maybe that's where humanity went wrong previously. I mean, Buddhism, which I think is fantastic, looks at certainly expanding consciousness and becoming enlightened. But the focus is on the individual, not on everyone together.
Right. And you know, I don't think that really in life you can never really make a wrong decision, because all our experiences and all our decisions sort of lend itself to our personal growth and our spiritual evolution, even collectively. So,
but it's important to, I think, take note of the ideas and the direction where your thoughts go, provided your thoughts are, I guess, pure and focused. And certainly that's the direction that our thoughts have been taking, something I have been fascinated with for a long time is the concept of the collective unconscious, which is, of course, something that Jung came up with. Great idea, the idea that humanity is actually linked by the same unconscious mind. I mean, wow.
Right.
Almost like we're all a whole, and like, you know, the unconscious thoughts of one person will influence the unconscious thoughts of another person.
Of course, and the way I look at it is consciousness is never unconscious. It's just that we're not awakened, and so we're going through a great awakening. And that's what this paradigm shift is all about. It's about people awakening. So I like to think of it as the collective consciousness rather than the collective unconscious. But anyhow, that's probably just philosophical semantics, I guess, really. So our super consciousness project in our mission is about raising consciousness, raising the consciousness of humanity to a higher level individually. And that's sort of what light workers do. And even light warriors and guardians, we're all interested in raising our own personal consciousness to a higher level and that of humanity.
And we think that this is possible. We know that it's individuals from one species can undergo changes and new behavior, and that can affect other species, the same species that are far away. We know that with the 100th monkey effect. Mm,
right.
Should we talk about that?
Sure.
Well, the 100th monkey effect. That's fascinating. Group of monkeys that are on these islands, and they're the same species, but they are, you know, long ago they came to a place and then somehow they became isolated in a group of islands. And you had one group of monkeys on one island, you had one very intelligent super monkey coming up with a particular idea about how to catch a food, or how to strip a coconut, or anyway, there's some amazing idea that one monkey came up with, and soon all the monkeys in that island were doing that. And scientists were gave them some of these things, and you know, actually got them to play with these things. And then the scientists found that within a very short period of time, monkeys on the other island of the same species were able to do the same thing. And there's no way that any monkey was able to swim to the other island.
Right. No, certainly, all, you know, we're all, as conscious beings, we're all connected through the web, through the ocean of consciousness, like drops of water within the ocean. I think we have the perception of individuality and the perception of separateness, although we actually really are. You know, consciousness happens on different levels, and there is such thing as splitting. So we are separate but equal, and that's my separate but equal theory,
yeah,
of consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, we are mirrors of each other. We are connected, but we are separate. But certainly we do learn from each other telepathically and mentally, because this is a mental universe. It's a mental verse. So ideas are transmitted telepathically between minds.
And there's other evidence of this. Have you heard of the crossword puzzle thing? That scientists have done some experiments with crossword puzzles. And, of course, where does people begin their morning begins in Japan, is it, in Australia, and then in other parts of the world. So the people that would first get crossword puzzles would be in our area. And then the scientists did an experiment where they found that a certain crossword puzzle was able to be done far quicker, I think, in America, after it had been already worked on by people in, I think, Japan, Australia, and other countries, suggesting that there was an unconscious that was learning quicker. And so, suggesting once again that there was a collective unconscious.
Yeah, I believe it. I know there's probably been many experiments where we've been able to see that ideas are transmitted, and one person seems to pick it up, or a group of
scientists.
People
scientists often come up with new ideas, completely new discoveries, in many different countries at the same time.
Clearly, you know, a lot of my ideas are a lot of my writings are generated through inspired thought from somewhere outside of myself. But consciousness itself, I think of as just being awareness. I mean, we are aware. I think, therefore, I am. So we know that there is mental activity everywhere. So I know that this can be done, and we like to think of it, I don't know, we came up with the idea of catalyst groups. We've talked about this with a lot of guests in our network, and we've certainly been discussing this with a lot of trans mediums and channelers. I guess that's a very similar term. But
I guess something that underlies this idea is understanding that consciousness may not be in the brain. It may be outside of the brain. Our brain may be just a receiver.
Well, I would say that consciousness is within our body and without and outside of us, and consciousness is everywhere. And all things. I call it, in my first book, which I don't talk about very often, Illusion of the Body, is the idea of panpsychism, the philosophy of panpsychism, which means that consciousness exists in all things, and it means that all things have some level of consciousness and thought and feelings. That's a very old philosophical debate. Do rocks have feelings? I guess that's sort of a... but we believe that even the planet Earth has consciousness, the Gaia principle.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's an amazing concept, the fact that we are actually living on a living being, and
right.
that while we have chakras, that planet Earth can have chakras.
Planetary consciousness, that Gaia is alive, that it's a living organism, its ecosystems, just like our bodies. Our body has individual consciousness. We have, you know, the intelligences of our body. Our immune system is always working to keep us alive. All the systems and the organs of our body have their own individual consciousnesses and intelligences. So the Earth is the same, and the universe is that way as well. The entire universe has its own consciousness. So
now, we know that a lot of groups have already been experimenting with meditating together. A lot of people have done that, and they've found that actually achieves something. A group of people meditating together on peace will actually lower crime rates.
Yeah, manifest peace in the world.
That's right.
Collectively, by sending out positive thoughts to the world, positive healing. The Rosicrucians have been doing this forever, just meditating and sending out healing thoughts to the world and trying to bring that global peace that we're all wanting, or at least I'd like to think all of us want global peace. But
what we're talking about is something one step higher than that. We're talking about something which involves highly evolved people, perhaps mediums as well, connecting in a way that we can actually kickstart or the evolution of humanity in a huge step, almost in an orgasmic way, so that we evolve quickly as a whole.
Right. We're talking about using the Kundalini energy, a more active energy, a more dynamic and unpredictable energy to sort of kickstart that great awakening.
Because God knows our planet needs it.
Right. We're talking about maybe, rather than someone like Patrick McCormick, who channels a single being, we're talking about group channeling, and I'm sure there may be other groups that have experimented with this, but it was my one of my past lives, that a past life guide that I believe gave me this idea quite a few years ago and said that this is possible to do this, to really, you know, use an active energy. I'm not sure what it's all about at this point, but I think this
And
is,
when I heard that, I just knew that this had to be done. I had this inner knowledge that this could be done.
Right, and this is something that Lana and I have been talking about for quite a while and exploring talking to people about. And
we'd love, if anyone has ideas, we'd love them to ring in or perhaps write email us. We may or may not get a group of people together in Mount Shasta, depending on what happens with the current economy and everything.
Right, yeah, right now we're... Lana and I are always dealing with so many different things in our personal lives and in with our projects. We're certainly dealing with looking at what's happening in the world and dealing with that in a practical way. We were hoping to actually get Jonah Bolt on, who we talked to with the Starseed Society and Starseed Radio, who we network with, where we connect with quite a bit on global issues. We were hoping to get him on to do the Starseed Report and give us an update, but we're seeing all kinds of things happening with, obviously with Greece. We know what's going on with that, but also with China. I think we actually had we're seeing a stock market crash in China. I'm not sure why I'm laughing, but why, what the heck? There's a lot going on right now. So, and Jonah's really the person to be talking about that. He does a lot of blogging on that. We're certainly concerned, and we're aware of it. And anything that happens, Lana and I will deal with it in our lives. I hope that you all will as well in your own way.
But wouldn't it be great if we could affect all this and stop all this? Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden, after our catalyst group, you had Obama and Putin suddenly sitting up, waking up, and saying, why the hell are we doing this? Let's be friends. Let's stop this stupid nonsense.
Right. I know. It's kind of crazy. Just the other day, I was looking at a news report that said the United States spends $600 billion, that's their budget, on for national defense, which I know it's much bigger than that with the intelligence communities and everything else involved. And of course, you know, they're responding to perceived threats or their, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to get into this issue, but it's just that I wonder, you know, if there were a way to sort of put that energy and that the energy of money into other things and solve our global issues.
So we're desperately hoping to wake up not only the masses, but also the politicians and the military guys, and we're hoping to awaken them.
The policy leaders, the policy makers and the leaders and all the leaders and all the different areas of the human endeavor and sort of...
Boy, that would be amazing if all of a sudden they'd wake up, scratch their heads, and say, what the hell were we doing?
Yeah, right.
Let's go and meditate. Let's go and love and have peace.
I mean, jeez, we're pretty ambitious, aren't we?
But I know it can be done.
Of course it can be done.
Because humanity has got that potential.
Of course they do. We all have that potential. We all have the potential for greatness and to do things that are far different from the way we're doing them. I mean, I think Liner and I, you know, we both take the position that we certainly can change personal reality, and we can change things mentally and in a positive way through positive thinking and through positive action. But Lana and I also know that we have to deal with the things that we can control the things within us, and we can influence things on the outside, the things that are happening in the world. But also those things are coming at us, and we have to deal with what other people are doing. We don't have control over what they're doing. So we have to respond to those things in a practical way, and in other people's emotion, thoughts, feelings, their behaviors. And so
I guess we're talking about a certain balance, aren't we?
We are. We're looking at it.
You could influence events, not necessarily 100%, but maybe 2%, 10%?
I don't know. You know, it's always an 60%? Interesting thing. We talk about this all the time. Can we change personal reality, and can we change the timelines and the path we're on through our own effort? Will reality simply change just because we're changing? Or, you know, we see that bad things happen to good people, or at least that's how it seems. That's our interpretation of it. And so we often wonder, will things happen to us because people are doing them no matter what? Or because we're positive thinkers, will negative things not enter our personal reality or you know, just because we're positive thinkers? I'm not sure. Certainly, I do believe that a positive attitude and optimistic outlook make all the difference in the world. But I do think that things are happening anyhow. Things with Greece and the economy are happening anyhow. And I do think they will affect us, and we do need to be aware of them. And as those things are happening, we need to make decisions based on what's happening certainly without paranoia and without a lot of anxiety or worry, because those things certainly don't help. But when you see something coming at you, you've got to respond to it in an effective way.
And I think respond is a really good word. Respond, not react.
Right.
And I think if you think of yourself as a multi-layered being, down the very bottom there's raw existence, right? We need food, water to survive. We need shelter, okay?
That's Maslow, pyramid of needs.
And we have to take care of that.
We do.
If someone...
Basic human drives and motivations.
That's right. But if you think about the fact that we are able to take care of that with enough intelligence and planning, then you can actually see that things don't necessarily affect us as much as that, because we can do something about it. And then on another level, we are conscious, highly evolved beings, and whatever happens to us, we know cannot really affect us because we're immortal beings. It's,
yes.
It's just life.
It is. It's
we are immortal spirits.
Yeah, we are infinite beings with eternal souls, and there is no death. And of course, so as far as I'm concerned, anyhow, so life is hard, but it's not that serious. It's only life, and we keep. I like to keep that perspective. It's not easy, though. You know, when things are being thrown at you in the moment, and you're sort of being thrown out of the moment, you're being thrown off balance by the by your experiences. But
so it's about integrating. And I guess David and I have will be later on talking about total integration therapy, which is something else that we've developed. And one aspect of this is to always be aware of all the levels of your being, from the very bottom to the very top.
Right, because reality happens on many levels.
That's
and
right.
It always happens at the same time. And even when you're talking to someone, I know I talked to Deodora about this last week in personal relationships or in romantic relationships. When you're communicating with somebody, especially in arguments, the person that's arguing with you may not be arguing about the same thing you are. They may be acting out something or trying to resolve something with you that happened earlier in their lives, a traumatic experience or something from a past life. So you're not, you will never win that argument. You won't even, you may not even know what it is they're playing out with you. So
in other words, they're actually not arguing with you. They're actually just playing out their own game.
Right. They may be arguing with their mother. I mean, who knows?
That's right.
You know, people are, something gets triggered in you. I think one of my good friends, called it the pain body, and I know that came from someone, I can't remember who at the moment, but nonetheless, you know, things get triggered in us by people outside of us or events outside of us, and it triggers things from earlier in life or past lives or alternative lives, who knows. So, and healing happens that way too. I've watched healing, I've said this many times, I've watched healing happen on many levels through forgiveness or through different ways. So, I guess the point being is that you need to stay in the moment. I always talk about coming back to your center of power, which is within you. Your center of power is your balance. It's your, you know, maybe sometimes they talk about coming back to your breath, which is why a lot of times when you're in a stressful situation, you count from 1 to 10 or you focus on your breath. Your center of power is... it's just your balance. It's your way of being able to stand on your own 2 feet and not get blown over. And it's being sort of mentally in the moment, in the present moment, and being able to think clearly and having that, some people call it the zero point, or your having your clarity so that you have good decision making about what's happening around you, outside of you, and even within you. I know the first thing I like to do is, in understanding other people and working well with them, is to understand my own thoughts and feelings and know myself better and know what I'm, when things are happening to me, I like to know what the feelings that and thoughts and feelings that come up for me in that moment, which is very difficult. That involved years of meditation, but and I'm not always successful, but I know that that's a good way to be. So, I guess we're going to be sort of unveiling this this total integration therapy, I hope soon. We have a series of videos coming out that we did with Lynn Rose when we were in the United States in LA not too long ago, and back in January. So
it's I think you talked about the point zero or the point of singularity.
Point of singularity.
Yeah, which is basically, I guess, God.
Well, that's the present moment is where everything manifests. The present moment is our center of power.
I guess something that is incredibly, explosively powerful and healing is the idea of integrating everything, and I mean everything, and that's where David and I have been working on this amazing discovery of what happens when everything, all paradigms within yourself and the world are integrated in this way. I mean, we're not just talking about the multiple levels of your consciousness or your physical body. We're not just talking about integrating and connecting people with other people consciously, or with the earth, or the rest of the universe. We're also talking about integrating time and space. Man, we're talking about the whole kit and caboodle.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is, whoa, this is explosive stuff, man.
Well, it is. We're talking about manifesting 101, just like your Facebook group. Yeah. We're talking about, you know, the point of singularity is where it all happens. It's all happening. It all happens. All things happen in the same space and in the same moment. All realities happen in the present moment and in this single
But we're point. Not just talking about theorizing. We're talking about actually experiencing this, helping people experience this. I mean, this is just really blows me away what we've come up with, but too complicated to discuss further at the moment.
Well, we're talking about
still a bit top secret
metaphysical philosophy, which is one of my favorite topics, and I could go on and on talking about metaphysical theory. I think we should just go to a brief do a little music, maybe for few minutes. Maybe we could do Dancing in the Moonlight. I know that's one of our producer Don's favorite
songs.
That
would be great.
Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love.
This is Lana Love. So we've been talking about conscious living today, and we've been talking about the expo that's happening in Sydney in August.
August 21st, starting Friday for 3 days.
So inviting everybody to come to Sydney.
If you're able to. I know we're in the land down under, but you'll be able to see some koalas and kangaroos and all kinds of fun stuff here. It's a great place to be. I've been enjoying it for the last year and a half with Lana, although it's been mostly work for us, but we've had our fun. So
we're still hoping that Patricia might phone in, but we're running out of time.
Yeah, she ran into some technical difficulties herself down there.
And some weather problems. Probably another solar flare. Lots of those.
Yeah, we always like to blame the solar flares.
Yeah.
Maybe we're getting, EMPs from one of the militaries of the world trying to interfere with the atmosphere or something in our communications. I don't know. All kinds of conspiracy theories out there. I used to look up a lot of those conspiracy theories in the 90s, but I really don't have time anymore. It's like an endless network of rabbit holes. But you know, these days a lot of those conspiracy theories are no longer theories and things that are actually happening now, and we're all pretty well aware of that with all the global issues and everything that's happening, things like chemtrails and all these things.
But good to be aware of this. But as conscious beings, we can
rise above it.
Respond to them rather than react to them, rise above them. And who knows, we might be able to enlighten the whole of humanity. We hope. So on that note, on that very positive note, we'll say goodbye and we'll see you next week. This is Lana Love.
And maybe we can end this song with What the World Needs Now.
Oh, that's a good one.
I really like that song.
Yes.
I'm sure our producer knows that song well. I can't remember who the singer is.
Love, Sweet Love.
Right. And, if you can't find that one, whatever song having to do with love would be fantastic, because I think we need to end the show.
This is Universal Soul Love.